precious love I give to you.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, those of you who are on Social Security are about to get the largest Social Security increase in 40 years. And that sounds like good news, but in a way it is not. And let me explain. You are going to get a bump in your Social Security payments, your checks, of about 6%. Normally in a given year, it's under 2%, because that is what inflation is. But now inflation has kicked in, problems in the supply chain, it's COVID related, you're going to get 6%. The only bigger was about 7% back in the 80-81 period, when we had double digit inflation, and even treasury bills were paying, I think, around 10% or more. And the economy was really in a very dangerous circumstance. So why is this bad? You can use the money, why not? It's gonna average about 90 bucks a check for everybody. That's the average, of course. The reason it's not good is it's supposed to make up for inflation. So it's gonna go for goods and services that you'd buy anyway. And secondly, the more strain there is on Social Security, the more they have to pay out, the more that you are gonna have right wingers say, well, we should privatize Social Security, we should voucherize Medicare. What does that mean? George W. Bush proposed this in the aughts. You know, he was president from 2000 to 2008. And if he did it, and he's the so-called mainstream of the Republican Party, you can imagine what the right wing of the Republican Party would do. And that is, you're going to put it in private accounts that Wall Street will invest at very high fees. They'll gamble with your money. They'll gamble in derivatives, and they'll gamble in swaptions and a lot of other things, and shorting stocks and all this kind of stuff. And then at the end, when they lose money and they still get a fee, or they make 1%, you're going to end up poor, much poorer in your old age. And they're going to voucherize Medicare, which means everybody gets 10 grand. Good luck, go out and buy it on the market. And all these fly-by-night insurance companies will go, okay, I'll do it for 10 grand. And then they'll have so many exceptions and so many deductibles, and then refuse to pay. And if you don't have a lawyer in the family, you're not really going to have a lot of coverage. Do not let the Republican Party in power. That is what they're setting up to do in this business of 6% cost of living increase. I do not think is great news, but certainly given inflation now, it'll be welcome. Welcome. We're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Wisco Paul?
Hey, good morning, Matt. First of all, thank you, Dick. Thanks, Jeannie. You guys always bring so much to the table. I've said that before. It's one of the reasons I listen to your station. Every time Trump opens his mouth, he lies anymore. So, you know, he just got to deal with it. I don't understand the Republican Party. As far as your topic here, Social Security, we needed that raise because we haven't received a raise in almost 10 years that amounts to anything. Medicare has went up, and other things has went, and other goods have went up. So they needed to get a raise for that reason. The reason I tell people, the reason Social Security is such a great program is because everybody's pulling their money. Not everybody that pulls their money makes it, sadly, to 67. If you have to just fund yourself, not everybody's wealthy enough to do that, you're on your own, and that's not a good deal, because you're going to have to, I don't know how much you'd have to save. You'd have to get something like Sandy on here. But for you to pull out $2,000 a month, I don't know, at the interest rates we have today and stuff, you'd probably have to have a lot. I don't want to do math on the radio.
Right. I mean, Social Security, quite frankly, is the greatest social program that was ever enacted in 1935 by Franklin Roosevelt, and the Republicans opposed it. And then they opposed Medicare under LBJ in the 60s. And then they go, elect us so we can improve them both. Hey, Jack, you oppose them. We're not going to turn it over to guys who oppose them to, quote, improve them. No, I agree with you 100%. Paul, thanks so much for calling in. Pizza Box Mike, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today? Pizza Box Mike, co-host.
Nothing runs like a deer. John Deere's on strike. 10,000 workers on strike. It's going to take 10 million workers on strike in this country to rattle their cages. And that's what we need to do. I even said that to a Quick Trip employee this morning. I said, could you see if the entire state, all the Quick Trip people just walked out the door and said, no, we're done. Well, what would they do? Well, they'd probably lock their doors and then try to figure out how they're going to get people into work there. There's no labor shortage, and there's no shortage on greed either, is there?
Yeah, no, Mike, you always go right to the heart of things. And the truth of the matter is, organized labor is the backbone of the middle class in this country. And of our conversion from the 1920s, kind of an agrarian society, and really, in by current standards, a primitive society under Franklin Roosevelt and the passing of the labor laws into labor's coming into its own in the 50s and 60s and 70s, that really did it. You know, here in Milwaukee, for instance, there were a lot of companies, people get good jobs, good pay. We were the machine shop of the USA. That's what we were called, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the machine shop of the USA. During the Second World War, we pumped out a lot of the war material. And organized labor is the backbone, and it's still the backbone. It's backbone of the auto industry, and it's the backbone, frankly, of the economy in this country. So I can tell you, worked a lot with various labor people and labor leaders in the Democratic Party over the years. You don't meet any finer people. You don't meet any more honest people. And these are people who are not making a lot of money themselves, more than the average guy in their union. But at the same time, they have a lot of guts, and they've done just an awfully good job. So this is a labor station. We're a labor party, Democratic Party, and we tip our hat to labor. I'll tell you what, the Republican Party has done everything it could to subvert it, to subvert labor laws, to rein in labor laws. And the reason they do that is because the things that labor stands for, they don't want. What they do not understand, and I've got to say this, do not understand, the economy, this is for the last 100 years, has done better under Democrats than Republicans. Not only that, the stock market has done better under Democrats than Republicans. Wealthy people make more money under Democrats than Republicans. So why do they continue to oppose Democratic policies? Because they have this kind of antediluvian view that, well, labor is bad and high wages are bad. Henry Ford was the guy. Now, Henry Ford was a union buster himself, but Henry Ford suddenly started to pay his workers 100 years ago $5 a day. And the going rate was $2 or $3 a day. And all of his buddies at the country club said, Henry, what the hell do you think you're doing? He said, I want my workers to be able to afford to buy my cars. That is an amazing economic insight. When you put purchasing power in the part of everybody, they buy goods and services. Those goods and services are made in a capitalist system by people who own these companies. They do better. When you starve people of wages and you starve money in the system, you're ending up starving yourself, unless you get some perverse pleasure out of seeing people suffer. So Pizza Box Mike, thank you for calling in. Pizza Box Mike, strong. I'm a strong plugger of his show, noon on Saturdays. He fills in for me on occasion. Thank you, Pizza Box Mike. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.